Millie, what do you think will be big issues in this coming session?
Well, the biggest issues in this past session that just completed in early May were the budget and education. And I would predict that those same two issues will be at the top of the priority list in next session.
School testing was a big issue this past session. Do you think Democrats will go further to reduce tests next session, like some in both parties want, or do you think the issue is settled for now?
I would say, you know, the issue around testing and education are not really partisan issues. For example, there are Democrats and Republicans who thought we could have gone farther. There are Democrats and Republicans who thought we went too far. As soon as I got finished with the budget work this past session, I was asked to step up to help with the Education Committee. As you know, I was the chair of the committee for the last two previous years. And the chair of the Education Committee got very sick and actually passed away. And so I picked up the education issues at the end of session. We all felt pretty good about striking the proper balance for this year. I don't know if people out in the field are satisfied with the result. And so I think that we'll be revisiting some of these issues again.
A small amount of the negative factor was paid out to schools last session, but they are still owed millions. In what ways are lawmakers working to pay back that money and further restore education funding in the next session? Are we going to see a continued halt on new policies or mandates for school districts until more money is paid back?
Again, another great question, complicated question. I'll try to give the simplest answer I possibly can, given how complex these issues are. You know, we were able to put $25 million into reducing what is called the negative factor, and that's the amount of money schools believe is owed to them by the state budget because of the recession and a different interpretation of how Amendment 23 is calculated. So that can get very complicated. I had to fight really hard this year to get even the $25 million to reduce the negative factor. And unfortunately, to do that, we had to reduce payouts to counties and local municipalities with severance tax revenue to even get that done. So we're in a really tough spot with competing needs and challenges to the budget, especially as we face the Tabor refund issue. I'm going to continue, and there are many of us at the State House who are fully committed to doing everything we can to do a better job with funding our schools.
Talking about severance tax is money that goes to communities affected by energy development and resource extraction. How do you justify using those funds to balance the state budget?
The governor's proposed budget was had recommended a greater amount of money to be reduced from the severance tax distribution. Severance tax revenue fluctuates from year to year, and during this budget year, the revenues far exceeded what we had expected. So even though we agreed to reduce the distribution by $20 million, the increase to towns and municipalities far increased what we had projected they would be. So I guess the short answer is the governor wanted to go farther with severance tax reductions, and the compromise was the $20 million.
What are your thoughts on the Tabor lawsuit?
There are a group of people who are coming together to challenge whether or not Tabor is constitutional. I have not signed on in any way to on either side of that argument. I'm curious about its outcome. I believe that the people of Colorado like the idea of Tabor and being, having to have their consensus, their vote before taxes are raised. I think that's a very popular idea. I think many people are not as clear about some of the other unintended consequences of Tabor, and I could talk for a long time about what some of those are.
What are some of those consequences, in your opinion?
The fact that we have an arbitrary limit on our spending, even though Colorado's economy statewide is growing and our revenues from sales tax and income tax is increasing, and we have increasing needs, the fact that we have an arbitrary cap set on how much we can take into our budget seems a little ridiculous to me when we have needs in transportation and education and in honoring our full commitment to issue our severance tax revenues to municipalities that are impacted by that. So it's frustrating to me that we have to have all these unmet needs and then issue small refunds to taxpayers. Another unintended consequence is around the marijuana issue with Proposition AA that the voters overwhelmingly approved in Colorado, allowing us to tax the marijuana, recreational marijuana industry, But because of a glitch in the Tabor law, we now have to ask the voters again whether we can actually keep those revenues that they said we could raise. So those are just a couple examples of issues, I think, that we have statewide with Tabor.
How would you make Tabor run more smoothly for the state?
Well, you know, drastic changes to Tabor, or any change to Tabor, would take a vote of the people, because Tabor has amended the state constitution. But there have been some conversations about other ways we can address this budget situation where we have incredible needs and we're at a Tabor cap. One of the conversations that didn't get bipartisan support during this session that I hope we can continue to talk about next session is the idea of considering what is called the hospital provider fee, exempt from the Tabor cap, in the similar way that we call our state tuition that comes in for higher education. We call it an enterprise, and it's exempt from the Tabor limit. There were conversations about exempting the hospital provider fee in a similar way, which would allow us a few more years and wiggle room in hitting that Tabor cap.
Is that something you plan on pushing in the next session?
I think it's a conversation that we desperately need to have. There were conversations, like I said, going on between Senate Republican leadership and House Democratic leadership to try to strike a balance, and we just couldn't get there during this session. So I believe that'll be a top priority next session.